Now let's stick with transport, and global sales of electric cars increased by 60% last year, surpassing 10 million for the first time. That's according to the International Energy Agency. But the electric vehicle market is growing at a faster rate in some countries than in others. Cameron Angus Mackay has been investigating.
Last year, one in four vehicles sold in China and one in five sold in the European Union were electric. But in the US, the market is growing at a slower rate. Electric vehicles accounted for only one in 10 sales in 2022. Demand from consumers for electric vehicles is certainly increasing, pushed by countries' net zero targets. Companies like Campervan Co in Scotland are responding to the economic opportunities. Gary Hayes, the CEO, invited me along to the company's workshop in the town of Denny.
The big change for us was in 2015 when we started designing the world's first hybrid and tribrid campervan. We were able to show that there was a commercial argument for going green. Bringing that right forward to 2023, this year we launched the world's first fully electric zero emissions multi-purpose campervan.
And that's the Toyota Pro-8 Eco Revolution.
It's a seven-seater, it's a campervan, it's electric, it's got zero emissions heating, zero emissions cooking, it's zero emissions on the drivetrain, but also zero emissions within the conversion, and also it works on renewable energy.
You've seen opportunity for growth in recent years in focusing on hybrid and electric vehicles. Give us a sense of what the industry is like as a whole. I mean, do diesel and petrol still dominate?
Yeah, this is the interesting thing, is that if you look around now, diesel is still the predominant camper van, but not for us. The industry's still got a long way to go. Part of what we're trying to do is making people aware that there is an alternative to diesel.
The electric vehicle market depends heavily on China for electric vehicles and parts. Casper Rawls is from the market analyst Benchmark Mineral Intelligence.
That supply chain is dominated by China at the moment. Over three quarters of global cell production capacity, so where the batteries are made, the factories that make the batteries, is located in China. And actually, as we look out over like the 10-year time horizon, that number is unlikely to fall below about 65%. So still very much a China-dominated story. Depending on what product, exactly what part of the supply chain you're looking at, we see kind of growth rates over the 10-year time horizon of about 25 to 30% CAGR. So that's very, very high, but it's also over a very long duration as well. So that's driven by consumer demand, policy, and then, of course, more product availability.
But the US has imposed a 27.5% import tariff on any China-made vehicles, which is one of the reasons electric vehicle sales have been lower there than in other countries. The market in Africa is also very small, with little infrastructure and sales numbering only in the thousands. Michael Mabasa is the CEO of NAMSA, the Automotive Business Council in South Africa.
The continent of Africa is obviously catching up with what's happening globally. You know, political leaders have been absolutely very clear that we need to evolve into new and low carbon neutral vehicles and technologies, not only because that's where the world is moving, but certainly also to make sure that Africa also takes its place in contributing to the just transition conversations. And we are beginning to see, obviously, a concentration of those vehicles, particularly in the big cities as opposed to rural settings around the country.
So what are the current obstacles to further growth? Here's the boss of Campervan Co, Gary Hayes, again.
Where the big challenge is persuading those people who are not thinking about electric vehicles. And obviously for us, it's people who are thinking about recreational vehicles. So how can I reduce my emissions? Or not only that, but does it make sense for me to buy an electric vehicle? And that's certainly where we see the challenge, is persuading those people to make the jump from diesel to electric.
The global vehicle market is still dominated by petrol and diesel models, but it's hoped the electric share will reach 60% by 2030. The growing success of Campervan Co. shows that there are economic opportunities in electric vehicle innovation now and in the future.